Shalom to all. Today's office cool enough. Kov Chet. So we are starting right at the top with a brand new Mishnah. And today's office sponsor, Leila Nishmas, Marshmallow Sarbas, Biaka Moshe, Hernish, Shama, should have an Aliyah. Now, this Mishnah and Gemara are the core of much of the Sugya of Taroves, potentially forbidden mixtures. That's where many kitchen shallows come from. I cook this and that. Something else got mixed with a different thing. Is it Mutter? Is it Usser? Rabbi, what do I do? Now, proper Limud and analysis, even on a basic level, can take months, as there's multiple ways to understand almost every line over here with many Machleks and Rashi, Taisus, other Rishonim, of course, Achroinim. Therefore, we're going to be learning this just on the most simple level, perhaps even at times oversimplifying it, leaving the real grit and harvanya to those who wish to dedicate significant time to understanding on a deeper level. So that being said, the Mishnah tells us, Tipas chalv shenafa al chaticha, a drop of milk fell on a piece of meat that was cooking in a pot with other pieces. So im yesh ba benayisein tam ba oisa chaticha, if that milk was enough to impart its flavor, it was benayisein tam in that piece, that means that the piece itself wasn't shishim, it wasn't 60, kineged that drop of milk, usser, so it's usser. However, let's say nearest hagadera, if he stirred the pot, which means right when the drop of milk fell on the meat, he didn't give it time to absorb inside and cook in that piece of meat. Rather, he stirred the pot, so im yesh ba benayisein tam ba oisa kedera usser. It's only if there's enough milk that it can impart its flavor into the entire pot, so then it's usser, and it's most probably not the situation, because we're just talking about a tipa, a drop of milk, and so in that case, everything would be mutter over here. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye Abaye tells us, time of v'loy mamashe ba'alma do'iraisa. When we have just tam, just flavor, and not mamish, not the actual thing itself, all across the board, all over, ba'alma, that's usser do'iraisa. Another way of saying this is tam ki'ikr, that even though we just have the tam, we just have the flavor, and we don't have the thing itself, because let's say the isser thing that had fallen in was removed, so we just have the flavor of the isser, that's nonetheless usser. And again, the emphasis over here is that that's usser de'oiraisa, and that's being learned from basar b'chalav. Because isagatatech d'rabanan, if you want to say that tam ki'ikr, or the way that Abaye is saying it is tamoy v'loy mamashay, if we have just the flavor but not the actual isser itself over here, is only usser d'rabanan, and that would be because we can't learn it from basar b'chalav. And why is that? Why would we not be able to learn this when we're talking about other Isser from Basar B'chalav, the Chiddush who? Because Basar B'chalav is a Chiddush. And the reason why Basar B'chalav is a Chiddush is because really meat on its own is mutter and milk on its own is mutter, and somehow they become Asr when cooked together. And not only that, but simply cooking them together is even Asr itself without even eating it. We know this because the Pasuk says three times, Lo yisav ashal gadi b'chalav imai, don't cook a goat in its mother's milk. So we learn the Isser of Basar B'chalav applies to eating it, cooking it, and also driving hanaf from it. So again, Abaye is telling us that if you're going to tell me that we can't learn tam ke'ikr from basar b'chalav, because basar b'chalav itself is a chiddush, and we can't learn from a chiddush, well then here's the issue. E chiddush hu, if it's a chiddush, afagav deleka nice in tam nami. Even if it's not nice in tam, it should be an issue, which means that technically our mission should say that if a drop of milk fell on a piece of meat and it was cooked together, automatically it's asr, because if we're not able to learn anything else from it due to the fact that it itself is a chiddush, so why should we say that basar b'chalav is only asr if tam is imparted, if there's flavor there? Even if there isn't flavor, if there's no tam, it should still be usser. And since the Mishnah tells us very clearly that it does have to do with tam, as we read, im yesh ba benayisein tam ba ischaticha, so then it's usser. It must be the basar b'chalav is really just a regular isser. It's not a special chiddush. Therefore, we could learn from it to all other cases that are not basar b'chalav, but they're just regular isser, the tam is ke'ikr. Now, let's just further clarify, how do we see the basar b'chalav is not a chiddush? So Rashi points out that we have a similar case to basar b'chalav. Remember, we had said that basar itself is mutter and chalav itself is mutter, and somehow when they're being mixed together, that's usser. That's not a chiddush because we have something called kilayim. We know that grapes are mutter and grain is mutter, but when grapes and grain are planted together, that's called kilayim. That's forbidden mixture, and that's usser. And one more clarification. So where do we get the concept of shishim from, which is this whole idea that we're discussing tam? If there's tam, so then it's usser. If not, not. We already had this about 10 daf ago on Sadi Ches. We mentioned the Zroya B'Shela, the El Nazir, which is the ram of the Nazir. It was cooked whole. Then the Zroya, the foreleg, was given to the Kayin, and we had said that since the rest of the ram is shishim kineged the leg, there's no tam isra over here. So that's where we see that tam is shishim and that tam is ki'ikr, and we can learn from here to all other places that the concept of tam ki'ikr, or again as Abaye had said, is tam v'loy mamashoy, that's an isra da'iraisa, not drabanon. However, Amalei Rava argues with him and says, no, that's not a raya, derech bishl asra tayro. I could really tell you that basar b'chalav itself is a chedesh, and still we could say that the only time basar b'chalav is asra is when there's tam. That's because the Torah asr it derech bishl. The Torah only said that meat and milk is usr when it's cooked together. Now, the only way something is considered being cooked together is if there's a flavor there. If there's no flavor, then it's not relevant. Therefore, says Rava to Abaye, your whole raya falls apart because it's based off of the fact that Mishnah mentioned something about tam, flavor, but even that could be included in the Torah's chedesh. Now, we can discuss the first part of the Mishnah, which again, the case is, we have a drop of milk fell on a piece of meat. If there's not shishim in the meat to counteract the milk, so then it's usr. Now, Amar Rav says, what happens in this situation? shishin, when the piece of meat doesn't have shishim keneged the milk, kim shenasan tam b'chaticha, since it now imparted its flavor into the meat, chaticha atzmanasas nevela, the piece itself now becomes one shtick, one piece of nevela, v'yisars kol chatichas kulon, and now in turn asers all the other meat in the pot, mipnei shen mina, because they're its min. We've had this before, this is what's called min b'minoi loy batol, when we have two of the same min, again mixed with each other, one of them is mutter, one of them is aser, so it's not batol, because it's the same min, and that's what's happening here. Milk fell on the meat, it made the meat aser. Rav is telling us that now that meat itself is considered aser, it's not just that it has something aser inside of it, which would be the milk, the whole piece of meat becomes aser, and that in turn means that we have one piece of aser meat mixed with a whole bunch of other pieces of mutter meat, that's min b'minoi, so now the whole thing is aser. Now Omar Zechabredi Amari Ravina, he asks him, Michi, let's see, Rav Kaman Amar L'Shmaitze, according to whose shita is Rav saying this? Rabbi Yehuda is just like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda holds, min b'minoi lay batol, that a min in its same type is not batol. Now if that's the case, let's say this is not like the way Rava understands Rabbi Yehuda, because the Amar Rava, Rava says, because of Rabbi Yehuda holds, kol shu minu minai, anytime we have two of the same minim, one is mutter, one is aser, vidavar acher, and there's also something else, which is einai minai, so salekes minai kemisha einai, remove the min, meaning we imagine it as if the min is not here, v'she'einai minai Rava olav mevatloi, then we could take the not min, and that would be mevatolet, and we should do that same thing over here. The milk made the piece of meat aser, this piece of meat is with a whole bunch of other pieces of meat, so that's min b'minai, but then we also have einai minai, which is the gravy, that's the rest of whatever else is in the pot. So what Rava says Rabbi Yehuda holds is that we just look at it as if all the meat is not here, then we have gravy in the pot being mevatel, the one piece of aser meat, and everything still remains mutter. But Rav says that everything's aser, it must be that Rav argues with the way Rav explains Rabbi Yehuda. So Amalei Ravina responds to him, you're right, idin afol b'roitev racha hachinami, if this piece of meat was in a pot that had roitev racha, very liquidy, watery gravy, you're 100% right. We would pretend that all the other pieces of meat are not here, and then the liquidy gravy would be mevatel, the problematic piece of meat, because that's min b'she'ein aminoi. But hachmai skin, what are we talking about over here? D'nafal b'roitev ave, it fell into thick gravy, meaning the entire pot over here, everything that's cooking, is really all considered meat, because we have pieces of meat, and then the gravy itself is so thick, because it's made of little mini pieces of meat and fat, all together, that's a thick gravy, so it's still considered min b'minoi, and that's why it's not batel. Now we can continue discussing this, bring in another concept, which is called efshir l'seichtai. Now literally that means it's able to be squeezed, however it doesn't mean that it's actually physically getting squeezed, it rather means that this piece, which is bilea milk and became usser, continues to be cooked in the pot, and now the isser, which again is the milk, is being squeezed out, or really it's being expelled from it by way of the cooking process, and this causes it to be distributed throughout the entire pot, and there's definitely not enough milk to usser everything. So that's the concept of efshir l'seichtai. The question is, how do we look at that? So that's what we continue. Umaykel Sover, what does he hold? Ego Sover, efshir l'seichtai mutter. If he holds efshir l'seichtai is mutter, so chaticha minas nevela. Why is the piece itself considered nevela? You're right, initially, this piece of meat became usser because it didn't have shishim connecting the milk that fell on it, but as it continued being cooked, and now the milk was, so to speak, being squeezed out of it, so now it's mixing with the entire pot, so not only is everything else in the pot mutter because it's mevatel the milk, well, now that milk itself is not in the piece of meat anymore, so the meat itself should be fine, it shouldn't be nevela. El rather, Ksavar must be that he holds efshir l'seichtai aser, that even when we say efshir l'seichtai, still a piece of meat remains aser, because we say nasas nevela. And where do we see this? The Itmar was stated clearly. Rav, Reb Chanina, Reb Yechon and Amri, all of them say efshir l'seichtai aser. Whereas Shmuel, Reb Shim Barabi, Reish Lakish and Amri, all of them say efshir l'seichtai mutter. Ask the more of a Ksavar, Rav, efshir l'seichtai aser? Rav really holds efshir l'seichtai is aser? The Itmar, we have a memra. Kizai spasa shenofal seich yari shalchalav. We have a piece of meat that fell into a whole pot of milk. So Amar Rav, he tells us, basar aser v'chalav mutter. The meat is aser because it absorbed milk, and it didn't have shishim to be mavatal the milk that it absorbed. So the meat itself is aser, but the rest of the milk in the pot is permitted. Now, if it's true that Rav holds Efshel Sechte is aser, so kav chesam beis on top, chalav amai mutter. Why is the rest of the milk in the pot permitted? Chalav nevelahu, that's considered chalav nevela. In other words, the milk that was absorbed by the meat, that became aser as well, because since the meat became aser, the milk became aser, and since Efshel Sechte is aser, that means that through the continued cooking of this piece of meat with the milk that was absorbed by the meat was niflat, was expelled into the rest of the pot. Now we have aser milk mixed with a pot of mutter milk, and that's min b'minai. So everything should be aser. And since Rav said that the milk is mutter, it must mean that he holds that efshir l'seichtai is mutter. Says the Gemara, no. Lo'ilam kosav Rav efshir l'seichtai aser. Really, Rav holds efshir l'seichtai is aser. But says the Shani Hosman, case is different. Don't because what does the pasuk say? Lo'isav ashel gediba chalev imai. Don't cook the goat in its mother's milk. That tells us that gedi aser tayr v'loy chalav. The tayr is only asering the goat, meaning the meat, not the milk. In other words, the tayr is saying don't cook meat in milk. So the meat is aser. It doesn't say don't cook milk with meat. meat. Therefore, when we have meat being cooked with milk, the meat is aser, but the milk remains mutter. Asking where really v'saver Rav gedi aser tayr v'lo chalav. Rav holds that the tayr only aser the meat and not the milk. V'ha'itmar, we have another member that says chatzi zayis baser v'chatzi zayis chalav shebishlan zayim zeh. Half a gezayis of meat and half a gezayis of milk that were cooked together. Amar Ravi tells us loikal chilasev ein loikal bishulai. One's chay malchus for eating it because he ate baser b'chalav, but he's not chay for cooking it. Now v'isak gedaydach gedi aser tayr v'lo chalav. If it's really true that the tayr only aser the meat and not the milk, v'achila my loika. Why is he getting malchus for eating it? Chatzi shirhu. It's only half of a shir. He's only eating half a kezias of Isser, because the other half a kezias that he's eating is mutter. The half a kezias which is Usser is the meat. The half a kezias which is mutter is the milk. So I would be chayv for eating this. Answers the Gemara, El Oyon Kosava Rav, Chalav Nami Usser. Really, you're right. Rav holds, anytime we have milk and meat being cooked together, everything is Usser. The milk, the meat. And Vach Maiskin, what are we talking about over here, which is the original case on the bottom of the previous Amud, that we have one piece of meat fell into a whole pot of milk. The meat is Usser, but the milk is mutter. Kigan Shanafal Sechir Arisachas. That's because it fell into a boiling pot. The Mivla Bala, Miflat Loy Pala. It absorbs, but it doesn't expel. This is a special din that as long as something is cooking, we only have the ability for it to absorb, but it's not going to expel. It's not going to be pilate that which it had just absorbed. Therefore, when the meat falls into the milk and everything is cooking, so the meat absorbs milk. Mimela, the meat itself is usser, and it's not able to expel that milk because it's still cooking, and that's why the milk remains mutter. Ask the Gemara, Saif Saif, Kinayach, other pilate. At the end, we're still going to have the same issue. Once it's naich, meaning once it rests, once it stops boiling, so now it's going to expel the milk that it absorbed, and once again, that should be a problem of min b'mina, and all the milk should be aser. And the answer is that no, shekana misilkai. In this particular case, Rav's referring to what he had preceded and removed that piece of meat before the milk had stopped boiling. Mimela, the milk remains mutter, and the meat is aser. And can you discuss what we just mentioned? Gufa, chatzi zayis basar, chatzi zayis chalav, shebishlan zayim zeh, half a gezayis of meat, half a gezayis of milk that were cooked together. Amar Ravi tells us, loikal chilasev ein loikal bishulai. He gets malchus for eating it, but not for cooking it. So now the question is, manavshach, how do we understand this? Imit starfin, if you want to say the half zayis of meat and half zayis of chalav are mitstar, if we combine them together for the full shear. So Bishal Nami Loki, he should be chayiv for cooking them as well. As we mentioned in Amud Aleph, it says Loisavashal Gadiba Chalevimai three times, and one of them is tells there's an Isser of just simply cooking meat and milk. So if we're going to say that there's a tziruf to mechayiv him in eating it, so there should also be a chiyuv for cooking it, and he should get a set of malchus for that. And Eloi Mitztarfin, if you want to say that half the zayas of milk, half the zayas of meat are not mitztarif, so Achila Nami Loki, he shouldn't get malchus for eating it either. Answers the Gemara, Loi Lomai Mitztarfi, really half a zayas of meat and half a zayas of milk are not mitztarif, so why is he chayiv for eating it? Ubaba Miyari Gadaila, we're talking about where it's coming from a large pot. In other words, Rav is talking about two separate cases over here, that if we had a large pot of meat and milk being cooked together, so there's definitely more than a kezias of both, and then he takes out just a half a kezias of meat and a half a kezias of milk and puts them together and eats them, so he's chai for eating them, because each one of them individually was already usser due to the fact that they were cooked together, so maybe he's chai for eating them as well. However, you're right, if initially the only thing that was cooked was half a kezias of meat and half a kezias of milk, then Rav would say, you're right, not only is he not chai for cooking them, he's also not chai for eating that half zayis meat and milk because we didn't start out with the proper shear. Now the Levi Amar Levi argues and he says af like al bishulai in we chayev for cooking it just that half zayis meat and half zayis milk and v'chein toni Levi masnisa that's proper girsa. Levi also teaches us in Raisa that k'shem shalik al chilasek achlik al bishulai the same way that he gets malchus for eating the half zayis and this and that he's also chayev for just cooking it together even though again it's just a half zayis of each and ube'ez a bishul amru in regards to what type of cooking did they say that he's going to be chayev in this case with bishul shacher moichon osay machos bishulai as a type of cooking that others referring to non-Jews would eat it due to this cooking. In other words, it has to be fully cooked. It can't be only partially cooked. And we're not going to get into discussion now exactly what we're coming to lafuke. Bottom line is we have Zmachlekes Rav and Levi regarding half of a gezias of meat and half a gezias of milk that were cooked together initially is going to be chayv for that. Rav says no. Levi says yes. And going back to this original discussion we brought up on Amud Aleph, says the Gemara of Efshel Soichtei Atzmai Tanoihi. This whole concept of Efshel Soichtei is a mutter, is it aser? That itself is a Machlekes Tanoim. Rav has said Efshel Soichtei is aser, and now we're going to see it's Machlekes Tanoim. Where is this from? The time you have a braisa. We have a drop of milk that fell on a piece of meat. Since it imparts its flavor into the piece of meat, because that means that there wasn't shishim in the meat to be mevatel the milk. So the piece of meat itself becomes like nevela, and asers all the other pieces of meat in the pot because that's their min, and that's min b'minai, so it's aser. This is Rabbi Huda's opinion. In order for the whole pot to be aser, there has to be enough milk over here to impart its flavor into the roitev, which is the gravy. The kefa is a little piece of sediment that fell to the bottom. There's little bits of meat and spices, and chatichas are the other piece of meat as well. And if it's just one drop of milk, so then it's not going to usher the entire pot. Now, Rebbe comments on this machlokes. Near the Rebbe Yehuda, b'shaloi near b'shaloi kisa. It's seeming to go like Rebbe Yehuda that everything's going to be usher. That's if he did not stir or he did not cover the pot. And v'divrei chachamim, it's seeming to go like the chachamim that everything in the pot is mutter b'shenir v'kisa. That That's when he either stirred it or covered it. Now clarifying Rabbi Shita, my loy near v'loy kisa. What does that mean? He didn't stir it or he didn't cover it. Even if you want to say loy near klal v'loy kisa klal, that he literally didn't touch this pot at all. He didn't stir it at all. He didn't cover it at all. So then why would Rabbi Huda say that everything in the pot's aser? Mivla bala miflat lay palat. This one piece of meat only absorbed the milk and it didn't expel it at all. The milk simply fell on the piece of meat. Everything stayed exactly as it was. Nothing moved. Nothing got shifted. So the meat absorbed the milk. It became aser. But since there was no movement afterwards, it wasn't stirred and it wasn't covered, which basically creates the same effect as stirring it. So there's no expelling of this aser. Mimela, only the piece should be aser, not everything. Vela, rather you want to say loy near betchila el basayf. V'loy kisa betchila el basayf. Then when it says that it wasn't stirred or wasn't covered, that means it wasn't stirred or covered in the beginning, but it was stirred or covered at the end. In other words, the milk fell on the meat. We give it a little bit of time to get absorbed into the meat. Now that piece of meat became usr, and then he stirred it or covered it. Well, that's so amai. We still have a question. Why would anything be usr here? Not only should the rest of the pot not be usr, but even that piece of meat itself shouldn't be usr because habala v'hapalat. You're right, in the beginning it absorbed the milk, but also after it was stirred or covered, it now expelled it to the rest of the pot. So the rest of the pot is mavato, that little bit of milk. And since that milk was just expelled from the meat that it originally had fallen into, so that piece of meat itself is mutter. Why would Rebbe say that it's usr? It must be kasavar that he holds after l'sechtei usr. Therefore, once we say this piece of meat became usr because it didn't have shishim kenega the milk, so now even though it continues getting cooked and it's stirred and everything's mushed up together and this milk got expelled into the pot, still after l'sechtei is usr, and therefore it's not just the milk, but it's really anything that comes out of the meat, any juices or any flavors aren't considered 100% usr, and therefore everything is considered usr, not just the piece of meat. Bottom line is, we clearly see from here that Rebbe and Rebbe Huda as well hold that after l'sechtei usr. Now we just have one more clarification. She is Rebbe Huda, kuftas on alpha on top. The Gemara asks, Mechlal Rebbe Huda Savar, it's mashma that Rebbe Huda holds, which means from the fact that Rebbe said that it's near and divre Rebbe Huda in this case, that I like what Rebbe Huda is saying when it wasn't stirred or covered. So that's mashma that Rebbe Huda himself holds that kinir metchil vad soif, vikisa metchil vad soif usr, that even if from the very beginning of the milk falling in, right away he stirred it or he covered it, still everything is usr. Well, my, why would that be? Holy bala klal, it didn't absorb anything. If the moment that the drop of milk fell on the piece of meat, automatically he covered it or he stirred it, so there wasn't enough time for the milk to get absorbed into the meat, making the meat usr. It's really just considered like the milk fell into the entire pot, and then of course it would be batal, but you just say that it's usr. It's just emo, we would have to say loy near yafe yafe v'loy kisa yafe yafe. He didn't stir it really well and he didn't cover it really well, and for the milk was able to be absorbed into that piece of meat, making it usr, and then applying efshel seichtei usr memelo, that makes everything else usr. And we're stopping for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss shitas chachamim, and we're going to see from them that they hold efshel seichtei mutter, and that would be our machlekes tanaim. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.